Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
I like Maurice.
I will destroy them all.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Coordinates. Yes, an Attack on Chainsaw Dogs type podcast. Yes, hello, everybody. And we are doing a rather impromptu following along of Chainsaw Man. And I'm going to say, all right. I bloody love this program. Now, I watched the first episode and I did my little mini review for you guys, and I really liked it. And then Tyler jumped in and reviewed episode 2. Now, I gave it a week, and then episode 3 came out. And so I watched episode 2 and 3 yesterday, back to back. And after I watched episode 2, I listened to Tyler's review. And I watched episode 3, and I immediately, as I was watching it, episode 4 came into my feed. And I was just like, oh, I just want to keep going. But I stopped myself, and I'm just really enjoying this. This is probably one of the first, shows that I've got into this deeply, this quickly, this much. I'm really, really enjoying it. There's just a lot to like. It's way hornier than I expected. But at the same time, it's I remember being a teenage boy. I remember my entire existence was dedicated to the art of trying to fondle ladies' boobies, you know. Luckily, I found a lady who'd let me do that forever, who I now call my wife. And she'll probably hate me for saying stuff like that. But anyway, yes, you know, teenage boys, we are a beast onto ourselves. So this show resonates well with me. And yes, I'm sure you're all glad to hear last week about Tyler's young boy being absolutely fine now and completely out of the woods. So hopefully me and Tyler are back on the old bandwagon of releasing episodes semi-regularly. I hope. I know Tyler finds it very hard to squeeze in recording time, and me, my work is crushing me at the moment. Had a few people leave my team, and there's only me and one other engineer on the team, and yeah, it's difficult, but I kind of enjoy those situations. Sounds terrible, I'm a masochist, but no, I do. I enjoy I've got that much pressure, and I've just got to go bang, 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 smash out bits of work. I learn so much so quickly, and I've probably learned more in the last 2 months at my job than I've done in the last year. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it. Yeah, you know, it has its bonuses. Yeah, it has its soul-crushing defeats some days. But I'm here not to talk about my work, even though it's just completely absorbing my entire life at the moment. I'm here to talk to you about, BAM! Episode 3 of Chainsaw Man, which is called Meowies? Is it But why is it even the English words I can't pronounce? Meowies whereabouts. Yes, yes, it's a cat episode. Oh, Tyler. Oh, Tyler loves cats. I'm not a big fan. But yeah, Tyler loves cats. You know, Jace was all over him last week. And yeah, it's just, he would have loved this episode. He would have bloody loved to have done this episode. He loves cats, you know, just absolutely loves them. He's got so many. He's like 20 just roaming about his house all day long. You know, Chewbacca and Chase are the ones I always remember, but yeah. Chewy, of course. And yes, we start anyway, and our good friend Power. What a name! Yes, Power, who's some sort of... No, she's not a devil. She's a fiend, which means she's a devil that's taken over a human corpse. I'm going to try not to think about it too much. But yeah, you know, she's She's kind of hot. She's got big boobies, and she's also got two little devil horns poking out of her head. And I kind of noticed, because Denji's got this as well. He's got kind of spiky teeth. And I think he mentioned in the first episode about kind of selling his teeth or something and having like spiky enamels put in. But she, Power's also got these spiky teeth. So I think they're kind of using it to demonstrate that they're not quite fully human in the animation style. But it's pretty cool. But yeah, she's just squished this giant sea cucumber monster, which is an hilarious end to episode 2, where she jumps off the building with a big blood hammer and splats this demon all over the streets. It's so good. But yeah, they're fighting. They're basically fighting over whose fault it was. Power's lying. Lying? She's accusing Denji of lying, and Denji's like, no. She's like, he gave the command to kill it. And then Mikasawi, something like that, the slightly reddish haired girl. And when I say red, I'm not talking about your traditional gingers. I'm talking about, like, she's got like that kind of pink reddish tinge to her hair, a bit like Lightning from Final Fantasy 13. Yeah, but she's just basically like, well, you know, you two are basically fiends, and if you can't get together, I'm just gonna kill you both. And yeah, she's got this real dynamic, and Power looks really, really scared of her. And you kind of get this feeling that there's something really powerful about her that we haven't seen yet, and we probably won't see for a while. But we flick over anyway to this bit where for some reason Power's just like gawking at this vending machine on her knees, be like, wow. And Denji's just having a little drink and of some like water in a can, but what it looks like, and he's like, wow, you know, this is me living the best life. I could only dream of stuff like this. It could get taken away from me at any moment. And then this is where Power opens up, because a little cat walks along. She picks it up and starts stroking it. And she starts telling Denji about the story of how a devil stole her cat. Oh, no, wait, hang on. He stands at the thing and he just says, I would... Yeah, when he's giving his story about his best life, and he says, I would do anything to fondle a pair of breasts. Because she's just like... You know, I want to get the actual words that he uses. Well, I say the words that he uses, the words the people who dubbed this decided to put down here. And yeah, she's talking about her feelings, how she misses her long-gone cat. And he says, I will do whatever it takes to fondle some boobs. And so Power's just like, well, tell you what, you rescue my cat and I'll let you fondle my boobs. And then he goes full He-Man, just like, yes, I will rescue your cat. I will be the best cat rescuer ever in existence. And it's just like, yeah, I remember being a teenage boy. I think if a girl had told me that I could fondle, like, I'm talking about, you know, 14, 15. I think if a girl had told me when at that sort of age, if I could fondle her breasts, and if I, like, went and punched some bloke in the face, I'd have probably done it. You know, I'd probably got kicking afterwards, but yeah, I'd also got the prize of fondling someone's breasts, and it'd be like, hey, it's the best day of my life. Oh, yeah. I'm sure Tyler agrees. Tyler, yeah? Oh, no, you just like stroking your cats, right? Yeah, stroking those pussies? Okay. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to kick the shit out of that devil. It's so funny. And then we finally flicked to the opening credits. That was quite a long opening, like 4 minutes of opening stuff. And yeah, I have to say, the first two times I saw the opening credits, I wasn't really feeling it. Again, I had the same thing with the last couple of seasons of Attack on Titan, where I wasn't really feeling the opening credits. And then after a couple of episodes, I'm like, this is the freaking best credits ever, man! No. Let's get it straight. First season of Attack on Titan with birds and the bees and the eagles. God, that was fucking the worst attempt I've ever done at that. I suddenly got a Sabaton song stuck in my head. Admittedly, Sabaton could have probably done the first Attack on Titan song. But yeah, the opening credits I'm beginning to really like. We see a lot of the strange dynamic going on between Mikasa, whatever her name is, and Denji being like almost her pet dog. So you're kind of like you're watching these opening credits and you're getting a feel for the show, and you're a bit like, well, yeah, he's now got like a sort of almost like a dog chainsaw demon inside of him. So it kind of makes sense that she treats him that way and he responds well to it, because that's now part of who he is. But yeah, there's so much stuff in here where we see Denji and Power sort of getting along with each other, and the dynamic of the other guys being like, oh man, you two are so fucking annoying. Yeah, I just really, really enjoy it. And the music's great, you know, absolutely great. And so basically, Denji has to check Power out of the facility. Whatever this is, I don't understand the hold they have on her, but yeah, he has to sign her out for the day. And then, yeah, we spend the next sort of 10 minutes of them getting a bus to the thing, and it's just Denji constantly staring at Power's boobs. He literally can't take his eyes off of him. And he talks about Poochia. Poochia? Oh, hang on, wait a minute. Benjamin on the old Discordo. By the way, we have a Discord. Come join our Discord and chat to us. It's pretty much only Benjamin talks to us at the moment. He made a comment on how I pronounce the name. The dog is called Poochita. That's a great name. Okay, there you go. See, if you want to correct me, if you're fed up of me saying things completely wrong all the time, then fucking tell me about it. Oh, mate. Yeah, so Yakuza made a contract, and if the devil does not deliver on it, they die, and if the human does the contract, just breaks. Oh, okay. All right, I obviously got something completely wrong in the first episode, which I can't even remember what it was. But yes, yeah, so they start getting the bus on the way there. He talks about Poochita, and how he's like now inside him, and Power just completely misunderstands this as, yeah, you know, you humans think that creatures live on in your hearts, but it's just fucking bullshit. And he's just like, oh man, I'm never going to get along with this girl, but I am going to fondle those breasts. And then we get this fun. Then we get a fun scene with Benjamin. How do I say it? it's basically like a panel of old white guys with white hair, wondering about the state of Japan or whatever, where it is, where it's set, and saying about how, like, you know, thank God that our only enemies are the devils that are plaguing it. And yeah, I think, to be honest with you, if I was an external company and country and thinking, even contemplating invading this country, I'm like, fuck the hell, have you seen those fucking big giant sea cucumbers? They explode purple guts everywhere. Fuck that. Makima bars. What is that? That is some deep pull from something. Maybe something Scott and Trey Parker did. Maybe basketball. No, Steve Perry. Anyway, ignore the inner workings of my brain going nowhere.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
They ask her about how her hunting dogs are going. So, you know, they're very much aware that she's pulled some people in that aren't actually human. And she says, like, you know, one's promising and one's interesting. And it's like, interesting how? And it's like, oh, just a pup I've recently picked up. And they give her a big talk about how, you know, she has to put them to work and she has to put them to control. If she can't control them, then they will be disposed of. And she's like always got this like little smirk on her face. Like, there's something about her. She's definitely going to be some sort of weird, powerful fiend. You know, I'm just going to call it now. She is going to be a devil, a fiend, something, something, dark side, and it's all going to come out later on. And then the other guy who, again, whose name I can't remember, I'm just going to call him AJ, you know? He looks like an AJ. he asks about why do you think he's interesting? Because I don't think he's interesting. I think he's useless. And then she gives a bit of demon lore here, which is kind of cool. So you get the, you know, different types of demons. You know, if you had a coffee demon, probably not. Coffee's everywhere and doesn't really do anything, so it's probably going to be quite a weak demon. Much like we saw with the old fucking sea cucumber get splattered compared to some of the other demons that we've seen in this thing. So, yeah, she's kind of like, you know, coffee's not very frightening, wouldn't be very powerful, but he's part chainsaw demon. So, fuck, man. Chainsaws literally tear shit to pieces. Like, he's probably going to be pretty damn strong. And the guy is just like, I mean, I don't know if anyone knows that he can change. I mean, certainly Power at this point doesn't know he can change into a thing. But, yeah, he's still like, well, you know, we're all motivated, and it's like, you know, he's just a bit of a stupid brat. Which is fair enough, really. And then we flick back to Power and Denji finally going up to this weird, like, haunted house-looking thing. And Denji kind of works out at the last second that, again, like she was lying at the very beginning of the episode, she's lying about rescuing her cat. And she bangs him over the head with a blood hammer and knocks him out, and then drags his bloody carcass into this building, where we find this ginormous fucking bat demon. And it reminds me of something. It kind of reminds me of... is it Blood the Last Vampire? I think it's Blood the Last Vampire. Kind of reminds me of like the vampire enemy things in that, the way it looks. It's got, you know, I mean, it's a bat, so it's got a very rat-looking like face. Bats are kind of rodent-ish, aren't they? I think, no, bats are mammals. No, rats are mammals. What the fuck is going on with my brain? Of course they're all mammals. And yeah, he's got like half an arm or something, and he wants human blood in order to restore himself. And he's really looking forward to it. And he basically squeezes Denji, and blood starts coming out of Denji's mouth, and he drinks it, and he's like, ah, this blood fucking disgusting! Throws Denji away because he doesn't really want to eat him, but it was enough to grow his arm back out. He smashes through the ceiling. This thing's fucking huge, and it's hench as well. He's certainly been hitting the old calisthenics gyms, he has. You know, working on that fucking muscle retention. Fucking down at Muscle Beach with the bat. The bat at Muscle Beach. Oh, man. If anyone in here is good at making memes or some sort of strange artwork, can someone do this bat at Muscle Beach? That'd be great. Fantastic. And yeah, so Denji has a flashback to the guy from the second episode telling him, why do you want to befriend demons? And meanwhile, Power's just standing there, kind of looking a bit malevolent, saying, like, humans are so foolish, can't believe you believed me that we had to come rescue it and my lie. And then she, you know, while the bat's going, oh, I need to get this disgusting taste out of my mouth, and I can smell children. Oh, I'm going to eat some children, I'm going to have a virgin, and then a nice tasty bloke afterwards. Someone who doesn't smoke cigarettes and stuff. And so she says, yeah, can I have Meowie back now? And he's just like, well, no, because I'm going to punish you for bringing me someone with bad tasting blood. And he eats the cat. It's like, fuck. Oh, the poor cat. And then we get this weird flashback. Where to Power in her previous life, where she was basically just always dirty and completely naked. She just like ripped a bear in half and then finds this cat. And she's like, I'm gonna beef you up before I kill you. And then we see this really lovely scene where, again, she's absolutely filthy, Power. She's covered in dirt. She milks a cow and gives it to the cat. And she's like, you go big and strong now. And then we see this Power sitting there. And she's ripped the cow's head off and is sitting with it between her legs. And like this cat meow, he just absolutely loves her. She climbs over her naked body, sits on her chest. And then Power's just like, I kill all who've met my eyes. It's become so strange to hear a voice that isn't screaming. And she just, like, you can see that she's really become friends with this cat. And then suddenly this hand just reaches out, nabs the cat, and then we see the bat demon being like, oh, blood devil, while her naked bum sitting out there, we need blood. If you want to save this cat, bring me a human. So we see her making the devil making the pact with this devil, and she's shocked that he's kind of reversed on it. She turns to Denji and says, like, remember what you said about your dog? No, how you fucking feel? And then she just lets the bat eat her. She's obviously so upset about it. And the bat just swallows her down whole. This thing's fucking huge, by the way. This thing's got to be a good 20 feet. And he's just like, oh, nasty. All of this repulsive, disgusting blood after he's just eaten Power and the cat. The cat must have tasted all right. Surely? Yeah. Maybe he needed some sort of like ketchup. Yeah, clearly this bat demon needs some ketchup on his food. He's just eating things whole. No wonder why it tastes disgusting. And it flies off, and this is where he's like, I'm going to gargle a virgin. And then he turns around to see Denji's actually holding onto his leg. And Denji is fucking pissed off. You know, you want to eat a pregnant woman for lunch, do you? And he's just like, the bat flicks him up and decides, oh, I don't even want to drink your blood. And then Denji pulls the cord. But he gets a little flashback about one time when he lost Puccia. Puccia was actually just back at his like weird little shed thing that he lived in. And then they fell asleep hugging each other. And then he pulls the chain and, oh, it's fucking awesome. The chainsaw just sort of like rips out of his face. It looks so good. I love the way it looks. Just like bursting out of his head. And then the bat thing's just like, oh, you're a fucking devil. As he sort of slices off one of his arms. And he's just like, yeah, you're fucked, Batman. And they fall into this school thing. Where the girls is like, Denji tells the girls to run. And the bats is like really confused. Like, why are you helping all these humans? And they get into this big fight. And they start battling out in the streets. Shit's blowing up. The bat punches the floor. And it's like shockwave ripples along and smashes a building in. And you start to realise the scale of the danger of these devils and demons. they're really powerful. And yeah, Denji just like looks like nothing. And like you think, God, all you've got is your chainsaws. And then there's a bit where the devil, the bat demon, throws a car at him and he just catches it in midair. And like his chainsaws disappear from his hands. And Denji's like, oh, my chainsaws react to shit. So it's just like, I'm not just like this big chainsaw thing. And then, yeah, but Denji's just like able to actually stand and hold and pick up this car and then just lobs it back in the bat's face and it fucking explodes. The guy who's in the car just jumps out at the last second, which is good because Denji's like, I don't fucking give a shit about this guy. I'm not all about saving people. And the bat does this weird sonic boom thing where he's like, he almost looks like he has a bit of a prolapse. His mouth is absolutely disgusting to do this sonic boom on Denji, and he just assumes that Denji's going to be dead and he's going to pick up this guy so that he can eat the person to get the human blood to restore his arm. But Denji is still there and he's having his big Keanu Reeves moments. He's standing on the hill, his shirt's billowing him around him, he's all ripped and he rips the chainsaws out of his arms and it's just like, I don't give a crap how you feel to this fucking bat demon. And it's just like, it just absolutely fucking tears him a new arsehole. He rips up his arm, splitting him in half, splats through his head, rips his stomach open. And it's just like, ah, it's grim. There's just like blood and entrails everywhere. It starts literally raining blood. Bill, remember to put in the song Raining Blood. Raining blood from the lesser in the sky, bleeding its horror. Now I'll shall rain and death and destruction. Now I'll shall rain blood. And then boom, end credits. Oh my fucking God, people. How good is the end credits music, man? Like, this is me, alright? Turn this up a little bit. Listen to this. Can you fucking hear that? Oh, this is a bit of me. Oh. Yeah. This is, oh mate, this end credits music is, oh, chef kiss. Oh, it's just bonkers, man. It's like, this brings back, like, childhood memories. Mad Capsule Market. Whatever, though. Polysis. You know, mixing these sort of bands together is really fucking heavy shit. Oh, I'm just all about this. This is one of the best end credit music I think I've ever had. And then we get this weird little, like, angelic moment in the middle. I just really wanted to talk about the end credits. Then it goes like, this is much more traditional anime stuff. But yeah, this is so good. And it goes, because it's so bloody good, it just makes me want to watch the next episode! Oh! Right, screw you guys. I'm Kevin Bacon. I've been Bill. This has been The Coordinate. If you want to contact us, fucking look at the show notes below or whatever it is. We've got a Discord. Come join Benjamin in the Discord. Give him some company. He's only got me and Tyler to talk to. Do you know how boring we are? God damn. You know, if you want to contact us by email, contact us at coordinatepod Is it Coordinate Pod? I forgot what the fuck Gmail is. CoordinatePod@gmail.com. You know, rate and review the show as you wish, at your leisure, at your pleasure, my friends. Come join us next time for more Chainsaw Man. I've got to sign off because I just want to watch the next episode. What is the next episode? Episode 4. What's it fucking called? Oh, app, don't fail me now. It's just called Episode 4. Dash, it hasn't got a fucking name. Thank you very much, Crunchyroll, you shitty piece of app. Thank you for spoiling Sasha's death, you bastards. Damn you, Crunchyroll. Why did I sign up for Crunchyroll after that? I forgot. Oh, yeah, because Funimation was going away. Oh, my God, my life. My life's in ruins and tatters. Right, I'm going to watch the next episode. See you later, guys. Peace out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.